Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome into another edition of the Under Center podcast here on NBCSportsChicago.com. I'm JJ Stankovic, and I'm joined by a special guest. We have Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic joining us from the practice fields here in Denver. Kevin, we just got done watching the Bears hold their first joint scrimmage against the Broncos. Any big takeaways you had other than it was pretty hot out here?
Not so much. I'm thinking they'll ramp it up a little bit for tomorrow's practice. It was fun to see Mitch go against a different defense. The line drills were entertaining because you got different, you know, we were so used to watching his lineman drills in Bourbonnais, which is Bears versus Bears. So, and everyone to a man likes this more, to go against another team, to get different looks. So it was certainly entertaining, but it was hard to necessarily come away with any giant takeaways about what it could mean moving forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, watching Von Miller go up against Charles Leno in the one-on-one drills, that was fun. You know, each of them kind of had their own little, each of them got the better of each one a couple times. And but yeah, there you can't like take a big picture takeaway from this other than we saw Roquan Smith for the first time running with the second team defense, third team defense, kind of not with the first team, I think is probably the most accurate thing to say there. Not really anything to take away from how he looked out there, because he just kind of jogged around, didn't really do a whole lot. You know, he was obviously in the team drills, but it wasn't like he was hitting anyone out there today.
Yeah, you know, he's the type of guy, Nagy said this to us in the spring, that he's the type of guy that we'll learn more about in training camp. And of course, we didn't see him in training camp, so here he is for his first practices. So you can start to see a little bit of it. You know, there was a throw over the middle, and you saw him run over and make the quote-unquote tackle, which is really just kind of pop the pads. But yeah, you know, it was nice to see him out here running around a little bit. I didn't think he looked, you know, it's hard to say, like, oh, that guy's a number 8 pick in the draft. He's still getting his feet under him a little bit. He might be in shape, but it's one thing to be working out in Athens. It's another thing to be in football shape to do these practices and in altitude, yep. 90-degree weather, other team on the other side. So, you know, that's another one where it's like, okay, let's see how it looks tomorrow. I mean, it was good to see him out here for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think it was interesting talking to Leonard Floyd today, and he kind of mentioned that today almost was like a feeling out phase today where, you know, he said, like, the sets of the offensive line were so different, and he's kind of looking forward to watching the film and getting back at it tomorrow. I think that goes for a lot of people on defense, especially of it is so different to be going against a completely different offense. Obviously, it goes for offense, too, going against a different defense. But in this case, you know, for Roquan Smith coming out, and he's barely practiced against the Bears to this point, so there will be still this kind of feeling out phase of what he can do out here. You don't expect him to play on Saturday, I think is fair to say.
Yeah, I don't see why they need to play him on Saturday. I don't know. Like, why bother?
Right.
You maybe get him a series in the third quarter just to experience it and get him out of there. But, you know, I'd say dress him, have him do warm-ups, and then play him for a half next week against Kansas City at Soldier Field. You might as well wait till then because, you know, God forbid he pull a hamstring or something in the game because, right, you know, a guy like him is going to go full speed, as you would expect. Most of these guys do. And I don't necessarily see the benefit. I don't think he needs to play on Saturday to be ready for Green Bay. I think he needs to play against Kansas City,
yep,
and get a lot of reps. But, you know, I've already come to the assumption that he's not going to start in Green Bay anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to take their time getting him acclimated and getting comfortable before they get him a lot of reps on defense.
Yeah, you listen to a lot of these guys talk about Nick Kwiatkowski. Danny Trevathan today was saying, like, he doesn't get enough credit. And I think you talk to everyone on this Bears defense, coaches, players, they will tell you Nick Kwiatkowski does not get enough credit. I mean, even going back to last week, listening to Glenn Pyers, him talk about Roquan Smith, who wasn't there yet, and then him talk about Nick Kwiatkowski, it was like night and day. It was, well, one guy's not here and not getting these valuable reps, and the other guy who is here is not only getting those reps, but he's taking advantage of them. You know, Dana Trevathan a couple days ago on his Instagram story posted a photo of him and Kwiatkowski as, like, you know, we're bros, you know, we're the two guys here. So there is a feeling around this team that Nick Kwiatkowski can be the week one starter, and they'll be totally okay with that. That being said, the Bears drafted Roquan Smith to be a week one starter against a team that you've only beat three times in the last, like, 9 years. So there is an opportunity for Roquan Smith to win that starting job, but he's got an uphill climb to do it against Nick Kwiatkowski.
Yeah, and he's a credit to Quit, because that's what they call him. They call him Quit.
They call him Quit.
Nick Kwiatkowski, because he did take full advantage. And this was his first kind of fully healthy training camp and preseason so far. And you're seeing the impact that's had on his play. He was nicked up a little bit last season, but this guy who's
nicked up, nice.
Nice. He won't quit on you either. The thing about Kwiatkowski is he's played in this defense. He's started in this defense. The coaches have never had an issue with his instincts. He knows how to fly to the ball. You know, he does not have the athleticism and the sideline-to-sideline playmaking ability of a Roquan Smith. That's why they drafted Roquan Smith number 8. You know, I don't even need to go into why Roquan Smith is better as a player, but for this team right now, who's better prepared to run, not run the defense, because Dan Trevathan making calls, but who's better prepared to be in the middle of that defense on Sunday night, September 9th, Lambeau Field, it's definitely Nick Kwiatkowski.
Right.
And maybe by week two, it'll be Roquan Smith. Maybe Vic Fangio finds different packages where he wants Roquan in the game, takes Kwiatkowski out, or takes Trevathan out for a snap or two. I'm sure they'll find ways to get him involved. But yeah, it's just going to be once he knows the defense. And I'll say this, when Roquan Smith is physically and mentally ready, to me, there's no reason to not just put him on the field immediately.
Right.
He is your future. He's the guy that's supposed to be the quarterback of your defense. You don't need to sit there and like, let's keep taking time. Kwiatkowski's playing well. No offense to Nick Kwiatkowski, but when Roquan Smith gets to that point, he's going to have to take a back seat.
And that's totally fine, because Nick Kwiatkowski is the kind of guy you need on a team that, if they fashion themselves as any sort of team that is going to be playing meaningful games in December, you need a guy like Nick Kwiatkowski to be able to come off the bench, especially when Danny Trevathan hasn't played a full season in a while. Roquan Smith, obviously, you know, hasn't had training camp to kind of callus up his body. So you need a Nick Kwiatkowski on your team. But, I mean, you're absolutely right, Kevin. When Roquan Smith is ready to play and the coaches have the trust in him that he is mentally there, he's going to play. And there's going to be no roadblock to him playing, even if Kwiatkowski has two really good games. Roquan Smith could then have 14 great games. That's why you drafted him 8th overall.
Yeah, it's not a service time situation where you got to let Roquan sit out a few weeks so you can get him for 2023.
This has been the White Sox Talk podcast on NBC Sports Chicago. Sorry, Chuck Garfine, we're talking about Eloy Jimenez now. Anyways, speaking of other young players out here, Mitch Trubisky is still a young guy. Von Miller today kind of gave the platitude of he's a great player. He said he was a great player last year. I don't think the stats really would bear that out. But
yeah, I don't know how many Bears games Von Miller watched last
year. Yeah, I don't think Von Miller was watching a whole lot of Bears highlights either. But
Mitch's maybe best performance of 2017 was the preseason game against the Broncos.
That Von Miller didn't play in.
Right, but
he was there.
Yeah, so that is kind of an interesting look back to that. This was the team that, that was before he was the starter, where he got kind of shackled and had to run like a very conservative offense. That game, he let it rip, and he looked pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, going against a defense that has a Von Miller, has a Bradley Chubb, some of these guys on this defense who are, I guess, bigger stars than the Bears have on their defense. Like, the Bears have a defense that is full of good players, but there's no one out there, there's no Von Miller who teams are like, holy crap, we've got a game plan against this guy. And Matt Nagy kind of said it too, like, going against Von Miller, it might make you worse, but hopefully it also, in the end, will make you better. For this offense, for the team, going against a Von Miller, a defense that has this kind of gravitas, what can the offense get out of it today? What do they get out of it today? What can they get out of it tomorrow, just practicing against a good defense that has some star power on it?
Yeah, well, it's great for the offensive line. It's great to get those reps every time from different set of pass rushers, like guys like Von Miller and Bradley Chubb, and they have a really good interior defensive line as well. I think, too, for Mitch and these receivers, it's not so much that the defense knew the plays in Bourbonnais, but there are times it's like, okay, they started to pick up on some things, and it's a veteran defense with Vic. And so now you face a different defense, and I think you can learn more about what's works. You know, Matt Nagy's talked a lot about this experimental phase with this offense, and let's figure out what throws Mitch is good at, what throws he needs work at, what routes his receivers, what routes play well to the different receivers. And this is just another opportunity to kind of build that catalog of figuring out, okay, this is something that works. Okay, this is something Denver figured out and stopped, and then you take it out of the playbook or you adjust it. So that's what these practices are able to do for you, is you can kind of see, you when you watch the film, you say, okay, now we got this actual defense who doesn't know what we're doing, and they're, you know, doing some more game plan for what we're trying to do, and then you can try to figure out how do we get better after this.
Yeah, no checkdowns. There will be no checkdowns. There will be just deep shots, which is like, I like that approach, because not that, you know, finding a checkdown is easy, but that should be second nature for a quarterback right now, to find Tariq Cohen, find Jordan Howard, and they're just taking shot after shot after shot downfield. And we saw them do that in Bourbonnais, and now they're doing it out here against a defense that doesn't have film on it. It's not necessarily been like 18 times more successful, but it still is good to see that they're kind of keeping that aggressive mentality against a defense that they don't have the book on right now.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, it's reassuring, I think, to hear that Matt Nagy likes when Mitch just launches it. He doesn't care. I mean, he does care if it's incomplete. They want it to be completed passes. They can go back and look at it. But these are the types of chances he wants them to take in practice and eventually in the games. Because this offense has been one of the worst scoring offenses in the league. And you need points. And the best way to do that sometimes is just push the ball downfield, and that's going to help open things up underneath. I mean, this team has a wealth of underneath receivers, from Cohen to Taylor Gabriel to Anthony Miller, Trey Byrne, Adam Shaheen. So many guys, and Allen Robinson, so many guys you can count on for those 5 to 10 yard throws. And those become much easier and much more efficient when defenses have to respect the deep ball.
Kevin, where can the people read your tremendous content?
Thank you. They can find the content at theathletic.com/Chicago and on Twitter at KFishbane.
Follow Kevin on Twitter and tweet him all the puns you got. He loves them.
Yes, please tweet me those puns.
It's always good content, a good pun. We're going to get out of here before this gets any more awkward, this exit to the pod. Kevin, thanks for joining me here on the Under Center podcast. You can watch all of our Bears coverage on NBC Sports Chicago. Read all of us on NBCSportsChicago.com. Follow me on Twitter at JJ Stankovitz. Follow us at NBCS Bears on Twitter as well. And follow Kevin on Twitter. And read all of his stuff at The Athletic. And we will talk to you next time here on the Under Center podcast on NBCSportsChicago.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.